This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The ag community has been calling for reform of the H-2A foreign guest worker visa program for years with little to show for their efforts. But Enrique Gastelum, CEO at the Worker and Farmer Labor Association, says it's not just about the labor needs being filled.
I think some of the thing that's getting missed in the story is if these farmers don't have access to use this H-2A program and we can't get the costs under control and make this program a little more efficient for them to use, many farms, I mean, we're seeing them close left and right every single day. It's a bloodbath out there.
And the farmers, Gastelum says, aren't the only ones impacted.
If they can't have this program to help be a major factor or a part of their future sustainability, every farm that closes is a loss of that community for domestic worker jobs.
And lawmakers, Gastelum says, need to understand that.
It's interesting to me when I hear some certain advocates getting so loud and angry about this foreign guest worker program. Well, I'm sorry, but if it goes away, then the smaller minority of farm workers, domestic, that you're advocating for are not going to have anywhere to go look for a job, at least in farming.
Gastelum says domestic workers and their advocates need to realize that H-2A workers help boost the wage rate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.